With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin will talk on Tuesday about ending the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Citing his administration's work to end the Russia-Ukraine war, the president said he will talk to Putin and that maybe they will have something to announce. Russia invaded Ukraine more than 3 years ago, prompting the U.S. and European allies to help Ukraine defend itself. But since taking office, Donald Trump has aligned himself more with Russia and embraced Putin's hardline stance toward Ukraine's president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the search for a U.S. college student who went missing in the Dominican Republic has intensified. That's after a man questioned by authorities visited the beach where she was last seen and spoke with officials. 20-year-old Sudishka Kananki vanished before dawn on March 6th in the resort town of Punta Cana. Authorities are scouring waters in case she drowned. Minnesota student Joshua Ribb has not been named as a suspect, but is believed to be the last person to see her. Kananki is an Indian citizen. The Federal Bureau of Investigation also investigating her disappearance. Work on the border wall continues.
A construction company is awarded roughly $70 million by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to expand the wall on the southern border. California-based Granite Construction Company has been contracted to build 7 more miles of the wall in Hidalgo County, Texas. The contract was announced by Border Patrol Saturday, saying its goal is to close critical openings in the wall built during President Trump's first term. Funding for the border wall program was frozen by Joe Biden when he took office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Dow had 463 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 149. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom.
This one is in Wisconsin. A Christian teacher has won a settlement with a school district over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of students living as the opposite sex. Jordan Cernak was fired for rejecting the directive from the Argyle School District. Now he's being paid $20,000 in damages and says, quote, I am grateful that there was some resolution to this matter and will continue to encourage teachers to stand up for their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants United Nations agencies that receive or disperse U.S. funding to explain what they're spending it on. A questionnaire has been sent to the agencies, and it includes questions about a wide range of issues, including whether they provide any abortion-related services or do work on DEI or so-called gender ideology issues. It's the latest effort by President Trump to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. This is SRN News. Haiti continues to suffer from organized gang violence. Last month, Haiti shuttered its main public hospital. It was set on fire in the latest blow to the country's largest health institutions there. Last week, a TV station was attacked. BBC correspondent Leonardo Roca.
The Telepluriel TV station said heavily armed men stole most of its equipment and then set the compound alight. Many other buildings in the area were attacked during the night. Local media blamed a coalition of gangs known as Vivre Ensemble or Live Together, which controls much of Port-au-Prince. Haiti's Prime Minister Alexis Diéf-Filsaime described it as an attack on freedom of speech, but it's not clear whether the gangs were targeting media companies. They may have been responding to a new government offensive against organized crime launched earlier this month, which included drone attacks against their stronghold.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.